how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and what? With power, who went about doing good and healing all. Did he do that? How did he heal? He healed two ways. With hands laid, he laid hands on the sick and he spoke words out of his mouth. There was power, there was faith released. The anointing was released through the words he spoke and hands that were laid on. You notice what he told us to do? Lay hands on the sick, and when you pray, speak. You can't pray silent, can't you? You can't give a command. Just stand there looking at me. I want T to do something. Go get something from me. I'm looking at it. He don't know what I want until I give the command. So I'm using words, and it has power. Amen? All right. So, listen to this. You may ask, What is good and what is evil? Simple. What God has said in his word is good and right. And what he didn't say is a lie, no matter how good it sounds. Don't ruin your life by making evil deposit in your born-again heart. I'm going to say it again. Don't ruin your life and cause stuff to happen that you don't want by making bad or evil deposit in your heart. God, with all diligence, Watch what you hear, listen to, and feed on. I'll say it again. God, with all diligence, watch what you hear, listen to, feed on. Just as sure you listen to the wrong thing and don't guard your heart, the wrong thing will get in and cause you trouble. Men, and this is why we have found ourselves in many cases, the devil going to attack, I don't care, but it depends on the level of your faith and your work level and what will happen in the situation. Because he's a troublemaker, he's an enemy, and if you don't have a strong faith and you don't have a strong confession of faith and stand on the word of God, he will take you out. But watch this. This is why. Let me read this and then we'll get to that. He said in Proverbs 4:23, keep your heart with all diligence. Proverbs 4:23. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So watch what you put in, or you allow to be put in your heart. You don't want your heart divided. You don't want unbelief in your heart. And you won't, because it will bring trouble and call you to say things that's not true concerning what God has said. And it will bring trouble to your life. So he said, keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issue of the forces of life. Do you want to see good days and live long? How many wants that? Want that? Do you want to see good days and live long? Psalm 34:11. Listen what he said. Psalm 34:11. Come, you children. Hearken or listen unto me. Hearken means to listen. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. And that word is not the King James translated fear. It should be reverence. High respect. Not something that you are terrified of. You have great honor, great respect, great reverence. Reverence. I teach you the fear of the reverence. And see, when you respect God, when you honor somebody, reverence them, you will do what have great, you will be diligent to do what they say. You will not be easily influenced to go against them and say something different because you have placed your trust in them that nothing, no one, other things, outsiders can come and influence you against them or him. You place God what high on your list, number one, and you won't allow somebody else you don't know tell you something else that different what you said, and then you act on that. No, so you reverent, you have great reverent fear of God. All right, keep going. What man is he that desireth life? How many of y'all desire life? And love is many days. How many in here? Now two of y'all. Okay. I see a few more hands. So a few of y'all. So what the rest of y'all want? Bad day. So what man is he that desires life and love is many days? That he may see good. And what else? This is how you do it, that he may see good. Keep your tongue from evil and your lip from speaking guile. Remember, he said in the Proverbs I just read, keep thine heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of the forces of life. Your heart will, your mouth will speak your heart. You can get around somebody that believe the word, that have a dissonant life, you know, operating the word. You can get around somebody like that and be engaged in a conversation with them. You can say, you'll say, you can say some things, yes, right, that's right. But, you know, people do that by just coming in a building like this. They talk real good, real holy. Oh, I believe God, yeah, it's right. The time they fully get off the parking lot. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know how I am. And say, so you're double-minded, double-tongued. You're speaking out of two sides of your mouth. What you say in here, you ought to talk that same way in your bedroom. You ought to talk that same way engaged in conversation with others. Amen. Amen. So, he said, now who is it that desires life and loves many days, that he may see good. Keep your tongue from evil and your lip from speaking guile. Guile is deceit. See, when you speak guile, you're deceiving your heart.